From time to time, we take a look at the different one another commands found in the New Testament, and they're given to us, the church, so that we can know how to properly relate to each other in the church, so that we can be built up in our faith, so that others can be built up, and so that the church in its local expression and as part of the universal church can thrive in the love of God. And the command we want to look at today, very straightforward and great news. Not only do we have a chance to actually do it again at the end of our service, but you already did a great job of it. Sing to one another. Great singing. Just was encouraging for me to hear everybody just belting out those songs a minute ago. But let me read this command to us. It's from Ephesians 5:19. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making music with your heart to the Lord. And so this is an interesting one because it's a command. It says, hey, you are doing something to the Lord, but you're also doing it to one another. Now, Paul doesn't mean, of course, that we're just setting all of our words to melody. Don't go out of here just singing everything that you have to say to people. Although I think it would be, if you could go in the cafe and sing your order to the cafe and say, hey, we're just doing what we were told. But no, but the idea is that as Christians, as we interact with each other, that we do use things like these psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs in our communication. Songs that are full of thankfulness toward God and exalting Jesus Christ for who he is and what he's done, praising him, allowing the Holy Spirit to fill us with joy and worship. Right? We find these kinds of songs in the Psalms, right? That's why the book of Psalms is given to God's people for all these thousands of years. We find them in the kinds of songs that the church has been singing since its founding. You know, whether those are very old songs or very new songs, you know, we sang some songs today. Now, I think if we were all in a theology class and we were asked on a test, okay, who is worship for? I think we would all answer, it's for God, right? And that is absolutely true. Our worship is totally for him. It's never for me. It's never for each other. It's never for the feeling of the people. It is for the glory of our Creator. But at the same time, God says right here in his word and suggests elsewhere that as we sing to him, particularly as we gather together and sing praises to him, it builds up the faith of Christians. It builds up our faith and it builds up the faith of others. For one thing, Psalm 40 tells us explicitly that the songs we sing can be a testimony to others and can inspire them to put their hope and trust in the Lord. And so our singing together, according to Psalms in the songbook of the Bible, is evangelistic and is encouraging to one another that, hey, we can hope in the Lord. Look at how that person is trusting in the Lord and praising the Lord. I want to trust in him as well. But Ephesians 5 also explains that our singing together is one of the ways that we should relate to each other and one of the ways that we make the most of the time we have. Paul says in this section, make the most of the time you have, and let me tell you how to do that. First half of Ephesians is very doctrinal about what God has done for us. Second half of Ephesians, the last three chapters, is about, since this is what God has done for us, here are the things that we should make our business as we live the life God has called us to. And one of those things is for us to be singing to one another in these songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. One commentator writes this: in praising God in a public communal way, Christians are also indirectly addressing each other, encouraging and instructing each other in what will be our eternal practice, and thus building up the church. And so worship is not for me, worship is not for you, but as we worship God together, we are built up. How does that work? The Lord says that's what happens, and he gives us some insights. Well, you're encouraged, and it's evangelistic, and we're able to remind each other. But the more important thing is not, well, how does that work, but do we believe that it works? And the Lord says, if you do this together, it is going to benefit your life, the life of the person next to you, the life of the local church, the life of the church universal. Now, as always, we, of course, don't only accomplish this command during a church service, but the time that we spend singing together songs on Sunday mornings or songs on Wednesday nights, praising the Lord, it is an opportunity for us to actively obey this command, to obey what he has asked us, to involve ourselves in this spiritual activity on an individual and corporate level in such a way that we make God glad and we receive his joy into our hearts and we remind ourselves of what's really true in life. And we're able to cultivate growth in the lives of the people around us. And so you accomplished a lot by singing this morning those few songs that we sang. And God created us to be a worshiping people. We are not animals. We're created in God's image. We are his special creation. And he made us to be a praising people. His original design for humanity was to be in communion and fellowship with him and to worship him, actively worship him day by day, moment by moment. And even though, you know, human beings brought sin into the world and now we live in a fallen creation and we have a fallen nature, that original design for worship is still found in the human heart. It's found both, in the way that human beings are always seeking something to worship, right? We all have to worship something and we need to worship the Lord God of the Bible. But there are other ways that we can see God's original design in some really amazing insights. Even physiologically, here's what I mean. Scientists have uncovered this through research. They've discovered that when a group of people sing together, there is a literal physiological calming effect on the hearts of the singers. They studied choirs singing together, and they noticed that it doesn't take very long at all for the singers' hearts to literally become synchronized in their beating together. And so the act of singing with one another brings a literal physical unity in the way our hearts behave. And so scientists are uncovering this beautiful aspect of God's original design. It's kind of like a little Easter egg the Lord left for us to find, proving that, hey, no, what I say is really true, what I say is really good, and the commands he gives us are not only for, you know, his glory, but they're also for our benefit, our growth, and for the people around us too. And so today we want to sing, we want to praise, we want to believe God that as we sing with and to one another indirectly, we will grow in our knowledge of the Lord and we will be filled full by his Spirit and we will accomplish his will in a small but a wonderful way. And so sing to one another as you worship the Lord in spirit and in truth today.